So in the press room, I've managed to grab Jimmy Wales before he runs for his car. Where are you heading next?
I'm going to my office.
Okay, so how was the Financial Times conference for you today? How do you think you were received?
Well, people seemed to enjoy it. There were some good, interesting questions from the audience. It was good.
Yeah, definitely online. There was seemed to be a lot of love, especially when you started to discuss SOPA ACTA. You said you would never protest in that way again, when I know a lot of people in my community were really, really impressed.
Well, I said I hope we never have to, meaning I hope that this sort of woke up the U.S. Congress in particular. I hope that we've managed to say, look, you know, whatever we do about piracy, you can't break the internet to do it. And so hopefully we won't have that sort of thing. And in fact, I mean, one of the most important things is that this bill was put forward and put into motion with just no consultation, really, with important players who should be listened to. And I think that era may be coming to an end. Obviously, you always have the chance of any legislature anywhere in the world doing something stupid, so who knows what the future holds. But hopefully we wouldn't. I mean, we don't want to become a political activist site that's always going on protest. It doesn't make sense. And also, it would be a lot less powerful if we did. I mean, this was really quite an astonishing day. And, you know, the response from the public was enormous. We've been told that 10 million voters contacted Congress. So a pretty big deal. You know, the House of Representatives' phone system crashed. So that was my goal. And that doesn't happen. You know, if you do it all the time, you're the boy who cried wolf, and there's no, you know, it doesn't make sense. So hopefully we won't have to do anything like this again, but who knows?
You had talked about easy accessibility, a kind of a change to the way that Wikipedia works, because I have been lazy. I've dabbled, but I've always almost been a little bit scared in case of the larger minds out there say, you're not using the right words.
Well, I mean, I think the first step in that process is the technical usability of the site. It's not so much about are you using the right words, but if you try to edit a table, for example, it's quite easy to break a table, and it's quite frustrating. And so we want to make the editing interface more like what people are accustomed to in other environments, like a word processor. So that's really important. But there is the other aspect of accessibility, which is exactly what you're talking about, which is people's concern about, I don't want to break the rules, I don't want to get yelled at by anybody. And that's really a matter of thinking through, as a community, what are all our rules? Are they really reasonable? Are they reasonable for newcomers? Are we welcoming? Are we open? To what extent, as we've become more and more mature and sophisticated as editors ourselves, have we sort of, as a group, learned a lot ourselves that now makes it harder for new people to join in? And if so, how do we help educate them, or how do we kind of relax a little bit? These are always, I mean, this is not new issues, right? This is things we've always, from the very beginning, thought about. You know, we call it instruction creep. You know, if you have some instructions for somebody, that's a good thing, but you might come back 4 years later and realize that the instructions are now so incredibly detailed that no one can possibly follow it. So we try to be as relaxed as possible. That's one of the my classic statements is everybody should relax a notch or two, and so hopefully we are.
Fantastic. You talked a little bit about how you have staff base of around 100, but over 100,000 people who volunteer and assist. Now, that's quite good rallying of the troops as such, of supporters. Say, for example, the powers that be did break the internet. Are there not enough people and the technology available now for us to just make our own and move there?
Well, I mean, in a certain sense, but I mean, if you have a law which mandates DNS filtering in the U.S. following the Chinese model, that's a pretty tough thing to get around. It's pretty obnoxious and pretty sort of, if I can be so American as to say, it's pretty un-American sort of thing to do. And the one thing that the world should be able to count on is that the U.S. Has the First Amendment, and we won't break certain things because we're not supposed to. So I don't think it would be trivial. I mean, I do think that there are things that governments can do which are actively harmful to the internet, and it's non-trivial to just say, well, we'll just build a new one, because frankly, the law would still apply to the new one, because laws are about people, where they live and what they're doing. So I don't think we should be too frightened about bad legislation breaking the internet. I mean, people can get quite apocalyptic if they imagine bad scenarios. But at the same time, we can't be too relaxed. I mean, we can't just say, well, oh, whatever, try as you will, we'll find another way. Let's just have good law in the first place. How about?
And these good laws, do you think they'll take into consideration IPv6?
Oh, well, I hope so. It's about time we moved to IPv6. It's been a long time coming, and we haven't seen the progress that I think a lot of people would have hoped. But again, it's actually one of these areas where it's easy for people to be quite doomsayers about we're running out of IP addresses and the internet's going to break. When in fact, you know, we do have people, you know, increasingly are using shared IP numbers and things like that, which is problematic in certain ways, but it's not the worst thing in the world. So I think we will move fully to IPv6 in a matter of time, but it's, it'll be all right.
And finally, give me a brief synopsis on Wikia, your new baby.
So at Wikia, we allow people to create a wiki community on whatever topic they want. We've been around for several years now, and we say we're the biggest site you've never heard of because we haven't got a huge amount of press attention. But online, we have a huge audience, over 60 million uniques a month. According to Quantcast, we're ranked number 37 or 38, I believe. And so big, we're profitable, not super profitable, but we actually deliberately run at close to break even because we want to continue investing in growth as we go along. And, our unique visitors have doubled in the last year or so. And so it's pretty exciting. I mean, if we double again in the next year or two, probably take two, it's pretty cool.
Thank you very much. And I am looking forward to the future, maybe 10-year ahead collaboration with Encyclopedia Britannica, where their e-paper enables you to view Wikipedia in large format on your lap, maybe, yeah. Other than the iPad, who knows?
Right. Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of interesting technology coming for ease of use in all kinds of ways. So, yeah.
Thank you very much for your time.
Super.